Greg Davey.
Kidding me? Boy, it's got to be a mild kind of day work-wise and voice-wise, but you can't get it much better than this. It's the state Class C girls semifinal from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York. Again, good afternoon. My name is Greg Davey. We are live on WCDO AM and FM and also WCDOsports.com. Already have people logging in today from Shenango Bridge, Myrtle Beach, and other places, and we are chopping at the bit to see who is going to play the mighty Chautauqua Lake team that destroyed their semifinal opponent, Haldane, by a score of 61-39. They averaged over 70 points coming into the game. They had 37 at halftime. They kind of pulled it off at the fourth quarter and wound up going just with 61, but they had 50 after three quarters, and they really were an offensive juggernaut, did everything well. They are the team that will play the winner of this game between Harpersville, the Lady Hornets, number one state rank, 23-0. There have been very few times I can say that they have trailed in any ball game. They are going up against the Lady Indians of Hoosick Valley. They are 18-4. Their conference, the Wasaran Conference, they are 11-3. Two of their losses, at least two of their losses, are to Class B school, Tamarack, and Tamarack was in the state Final Four in Class B. Harpersville lost last year in the state finals up here to Bishop Kearney, and Bishop Kearney is in the state Class B Final Four, and they have actually made it to the finals and will play Utica Notre Dame tonight. So should be an interesting thing there, but we're worried about Class C, and our contest is part of New York State Public High School Athletic Association, right? So we are here for that, and we'll start everything off with, as we usually do in any game on WCDO, and that is with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Sponsored by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call 563-4311. Cork and everyone there at Chambers and O'Hara wish Kurt Ahrensbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets, Coach Walter Dorman, and the Hoosick Valley Indians all the best in this afternoon's state semifinal game. We'll take a break, come back, get a few things to talk about, but numbers are in Harpersville's favor, but we'll tell you all about that as we get going with the state semifinal game here in New York State Public High School Athletic Association from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, right here on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish.
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish.
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish.
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious.
Now get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for $3.33. One Filet-O-Fish and a large fries for $3.33. Or two large fries, also just $3.33. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in March, get a small chocolate chip frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Whoop. Hang on here. There we go. Microphone up. There you go. Radio 101. Clock showing about a minute 47. This game was over. The game before this was over far sooner than the planned time, with Chautauqua Lake winning very easily against Haldane, and so they've had to move everything up. But I was assured by department personnel here, Andrew Fuda, that there would not be a start more than 5 minutes prior to the scheduled start time of 2:15. But the Chautauqua Lake Thunderbirds really put the pedal to the metal early on and led 37-16 at halftime and cruised 61-39. Hoosick Valley is just the opposite. They got here because of tenacious defense. They have held teams under 20 points on a number of occasions. They have held, they had games like 36-21, 43-13, 63-16. In the postseason, their Section 2 first two rounds, Canajoharie, they beat 48-18 and Lake George 39-19 before beating Greenwich 51-40 in the sectional championship game. Then last weekend, while we were watching Harpersville beat a very good Little Falls team, it was Hoosick Valley taking Northern Adirondack and winning. That score was 39-27, so another back to a low scoring game. Their two offensive weapons, Lauren Madigan, averages 11.5 points a game. She had 13 in that regional game, and Laura McGreevy had 4 3-pointers in the game out of 14 points. So the two of them had 27, which matched Northern Adirondack. Obviously, Harpersville capable of much higher than that. And on the other end, the Hornets are averaging 59.1 points per game, and they're undefeated in every scenario. But when they score 50 or more points, they're 21-0. 60 or more points, they're 10-0. 70 or more points, they are 2-0. When they've allowed 30 points or less, they're 6-0. If they can hold the team under 40 points, 18 of their 23 wins, they've held the opponent to less than 40, including the first 12 games of the season. Harpersville has been the visiting team the last three games, against Lansing in the sectional final, 44-33 victory. Last week, 53-46 over Little Falls in the sectional, in the regional game. And then, of course, here today, they are against the Section 2 Hoosick Valley, which is this is Section 2. They played the sectional finals here. They are also on the visiting side color-wise, and they are closest to me. They're getting the starting lineups introduced right now. Abby Bird, no surprise on any of this, the senior, along with number 5, Shelby Medovich, the junior and the point guard. Holly Henry, wing player, number 10. Tatiana Sosnowski, power forward, number 24, and the do-everything Miss Basketball finalist, Miranda Drummond, capping off her phenomenal high school career here at Hudson Valley, where she has played already in 4 games. Here's the starting lineup for Hoosick Valley. They're going to go with number 15, Alyssa Paul, a 5'9 junior, averaging 9.4 points a game. Number 5 is Samantha Carlo. She's their playmaker, 2.8 assists, 6.2 points a game. Number 12 is Tracy Anderson, a 5'10 senior, 2.8 points a game. Number 21 is Laura McGreevy. She's averaging 6.7 a game, but she's also a 3-point shooting specialist. And 24 is their top player, 5'7 senior, Lauren Madigan. averaging 6.5 rebounds, 11.5 points. Does not sound like much when you're the team leader, but they're very balanced, and they are here. And you can't say much else about that, now can you? Our game today is brought to you in part by these great sponsors, including Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Echo Brands, and Egley Machine Company of Sydney. For your Harpersville folks, you got Osterhout Madden Funeral Home, Vigil's Plumbing and Heating, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, Neil at Bread and Butter Country Store, welcome aboard, my friend. And we've got many more sponsors to tell you about. Hoosick Valley, the Lady Indians, coached. An interesting story here, coached by Walt Dorman. Mr. Dorman is from Lake George and drives a long way to get to practice and to games. He is in his 14th season. This team, or this school and team he has coached, has won 9 of the last 13 Class C championships in Section 2. They won the states in 2012. Some of the girls today played on that team. Here we go. We're jumping it up earlier than normal, and it's Drummond coming through with the tap to Sosnowski and right back to Shelby Medovich. They go in the normal play for Harpersville that got them the points against Little Falls to start the game, but in the nervousness or the anxiety, whatever you want to call it, the adrenaline, Drummond overthrew Medovich. Don't think I've ever seen that in all the games I've covered this year. Driving in very hard is the point guard. That's number 5, Samantha Carlo, and she missed it. Rebound by Medovich leads to 3-on-2. She'll stop and pop, and it's missed. Rebound yanked down there by number 12, Tracy Anderson. So Harpersville with a turnover and a missed shot. And sandwiched in between is a missed layup by Hoosick Valley. 40 seconds underway. Three-point try from the outside, no good. Rebound, a tie-up, I believe. And that'll be Hoosick Valley's ball. Anderson and, I'm sorry, number 24 is Madigan. Madigan and Sosnowski tied up. The shot was taken by Alyssa Paul from three-point range right up the top of the key. Now, it's going to be very confusing for the officials. There's 2 3-point lines. There's a near steal by Drummond. Oh, and almost knocked over a Harpersville chair. Good defense by Miranda Drummond. This is more the conventional college-type court with a scoreboard overhead. Little stop over to Carlo on the left side, and as the point guard, she brings it back out and directs the offense defensively for Harpersville. They're playing man-to-man. Cross-court pass inside, double-teamed. I don't know how it was saved, but a tie-up again by the official calling it. It goes back to Harpersville. Both teams very used to being on this court. However, they look like they are deer in the headlights. There's a give and go to Medovich. Off the glass, right side, good. Pass from Drummond. Miranda Drummond passing to Shelby Medovich. They went the opposite side this time. And Medovich has Harpersville on the board, 2-0. The thing with Hoosick Valley is they are known more for their defense than their offense. Driving in, a push-off against on Drummond, no good, and number 24 will finish it. That's Madigan. Madigan ties the score. Our first tie of the ball game might not be our last. Drummond, nice crossover dribble to beat Madigan. Goes up, shoots, scores it. No call either way. Could have gone either way. Drummond puts Harpersville back on top by 2. She and Madigan went toe-to-toe on that offensive exchange. Under 6 minutes already to go. Madigan on the left side. They go cross-court in a very similar play and finished in a very similar way. Samantha Carlo gets that. Carlo, number 5, getting the same type of pass that Medovich got moments earlier. We're tied again at 4. From the corner. Oh, a strip. Oh, and nearly a palming violation. It probably was, but they let that one go. Hoosick Valley creates the turnover. Top of the key, Madigan. Madigan to the left side. Passes to Carlo. Carlo looking for that backdoor cut. It's not there. Now they go underneath. Off the glass, left side miss. Ball out of bounds. Touch last by Tracy Anderson. They had Anderson on the inside and tried to loft to pass up and over. Nice defensive play by Drummond for Harpersville. And Miranda's got the ball on the left side. Goes around a screen by Sosnowski. backing it into the half to foul line. And there's a foul, a blocking call somewhere. They'll call it on Madigan. Apparently when Miranda was backing in near the foul line, Madigan bumped her a little bit too much. Medovic to Drummond. Man-to-man defense as well. Inside Sosnowski, scooped to the hoop, and she draws the foul. Could have been a travel. But the referee says Tracy Anderson commits the foul. That's her first, second team foul. And Sosnowski at the line. Sosnowski's been at the line quite a bit lately. Had a good week last week. She's 43 for 62. That's 69% leading the team. It's up, and it's good. Tatiana Sosnowski, a senior. Played a lot last year, of course, on that team that finished second to Bishop Kearney. Bishop Kearney now in Class B, for those of you interested, with maybe a snarl on your face about that. Off the back of the rim, no good. Drummond almost had it, but was risking a foul doing so and backed off right away. 5-4, Harpersville. They've never trailed, but they lead by one right now, and we've had two ties. Indians to the left side. Around the screen goes Madigan, picked up there by Henry on the switch. Left side for Carlo. Backs it out. A three-point. No, McGreevy did not try the three. She had lined it up but didn't take it. Carlo with five on the shot clock. Madigan driving in. Puts it up with the right hand off the glass. No good. Drummond tries to rebound. Pushed from behind by Madigan. And the ball was knocked out by Madigan. Harpersville's ball. And here comes Carissa Warren, who comes in for Abby Bird. A normal substitution pattern starting for Coach Kurt Ehrensbeck, and Sarah Miller will be in for Holly Henry at times. She had an excellent game last week, winning Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense. Left side shot is missed by Warren. Tried it on the left baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. Harpersville catching a break. I am, just so you know, I am not at midcourt like I have been for every other game this year. I'm in the corner up above the court. Here goes Medovic, driving in on McGreevy. Stops, backs it out, to goes to Sosnowski. One bounce and back to Drummond. Drummond is guarding very closely by Madigan. Now they're double-teaming here, and that's to be expected. Pass over to the right side for Henry. Baseline shot, that's one of her best. No good. Sosnowski with a rebound. Puts it up and is hacked in the act of shooting with just 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Game clock shows 3:51 left. Foul is on Samantha Carlo. The three fouls on Hoosick Valley, none on Harpersville yet. The shot up by Sosnowski is good. Last week's game, Tatiana struggled a bit offensively, just 5 points, but she had a tremendous game rebounding-wise, and the second shot is off. Rebound is, strangely, went off of Miranda Drummond. Alyssa Paul had it in her hands. Drummond tried to take it away. Here comes a mild press being put on. Some pressure by the Hornets. Warren toe-to-toe there with Carlo. And Carlo has nowhere to go. Carissa Warren all cleanly all over. Excellent man-to-man defense that time. Madigan driving in on Sosnowski up off the glass. Spins out, no good. And the rebound is up for grabs. That'll be possession arrow, and it will go, I believe, to the Indians. Yes, Lady Indians will have it underneath. They're wearing white with blue Hoosick on top of their number, and then Valley underneath the number on the front of the uniform. Inbounds pass comes up to Alyssa Paul. Paul right back to McGreevy for three. I think it hit the top of the backboard and went in. McGreevy makes her first three of the day, and it's 7-6. We've got our first lead change. Drummond, double team, now it's single coverage as she sets a screen for Medovic. Medovic drives in, passing away, but it's knocked away. Madigan, over just before over half court, gives it to Samantha Carlo, and Carlo directing the offense now, first time with a Hoosick Valley lead of one, 7-6. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Paul gets around Drummond and puts it up and scores. And number 15, Alyssa Paul with her first basket. A little 5-point run right now for Little Falls, excuse me, what am I thinking last week, Little Falls, Hoosick Valley Indians. Drummond, down low for Henry, trying to go backdoor, Paul was there for the interception. Hoosick Valley, chance to take a larger lead, they got a 9-6 advantage right now, 2:18 to play first quarter. Carlo, around the ball, off screen, comes Paul, now it's Madigan, Madigan driving in on Warren, and it's an easy layup for Lauren Madigan. And Coach Ehrensbeck wants a short timeout. 2:07 to play in the first quarter. 11-6. Hoosick Valley on a charge right now. You're listening to the state semifinals on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
This has been quite the shock to the system for Harpersville. They're used to putting teams away in the first quarter, averaging about a 19-6 advantage. But right now, they are the ones with a 6. Driving is Drummond on the baseline. And draws the foul, and that's what Miranda Drummond likes to do and has done so very well this year. Heading for St. Bonaventure next year. Miranda with 182 free throws out of 264. She shot more than most teams this year, as we've said often, with 158 to go. And this time misses the first free throw. She's been held to just 2 points so far, has an assist. Had 5 assists last week. Shot is up, and it's good. So 11-7, first points in a while for the Lady Hornets. They're continuing to put on some pressure from the full court. Carlo lost her dribble just after half court. Needs some help. Gets it from McGreevy. McGreevy is guarded by Medovich. Man-to-man defense by Harpersville. Number 14 is in there for the first time. Larae Brundage. And long shot by number 21, Laura McGreevy. That's her second three-pointer in as many shots. And, boy, what a weapon she is. The give-and-go to Drummond. Halfway between the foul line and the basket. I almost said half-court shot. And right now, Harpersville, a little unnerved. They'll get the ball underneath their basket. Carissa Warren to inbound. They go out to Drummond in the left corner. Drummond fakes the pass, goes in on the shot, off the glass, no good, and she's called for a charge. Well, a little acting job out there by number 15, Alyssa Paul, and Drummond will get her first foul. Here comes Sarah Miller checking in for Holly Henry. Carissa Warren comes out, Abby Bird goes in. So between Abby Bird and Carissa Warren, they have the responsibility for Samantha Carlo. 14-7, the surprising lead here for Hoosick Valley. Driving in, Madigan, all the way down from coast to coast. Her 6 points matches Laura McGreevy's 2 3-pointers for 6 points, and it's suddenly 16-7. And Madigan gets away with a bump out there and causes the disturbance. The ball becomes loose, and it is Indians' ball. Well, plenty of game left. Under a minute to play now. 50 seconds to the left, to the right side there for Madigan, guarded by Sosnowski. Driving in hard, goes up, and it goes in, and she's fouled. Oh, everything's going right for Hoosick Valley. Foul will be on Sosnowski. 18-7. So at the line is Madigan. She misses. Rebound Sarah Miller. Miller off to Medovich. 18-7, 40 seconds to go. Harpersville is trailing. Drummond goes in through the sandwich, goes up, and scores a toughie. Well, Miranda came in and has been held in check for the first quarter, but that one was all Miranda right through the defense, knifing through quickly. for the basket. That allows, though, Hoosick Valley to have a full possession of 30 seconds. They do turn the shot clock off. Madigan, almost stripped by Drummond. She's got to be careful, if not a quick second foul late in the first quarter. Carlo looking back at her coach, Walter Dorman. 7 seconds to go. It is McGreevy for three. Heaving it up, no good. Drummond with 2 seconds to go. And the official calling a kick. No, calling it. With 0.5 seconds to go, Hoosick Valley gets a major break. They get to put it underneath their basket. And that shot wouldn't have counted anyway. 18-9 in favor of Hoosick Valley. The Harpersville Lady Hornets have a job to do with a 9-point deficit. You're listening to the State Class C Girls semifinal action from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Troy with a shocking start. 3 minutes in with Harpersville leading 6-4. They were outscored 12-0, and it's now 18-9. In favor of Hoosick Valley, Shelby Medovich goes to Sosnowski, who's caught in a double team. Back out to Medovich. Medovich drives in, a little floater. Got help from the rim and scores. Medovich with four. She had a super game last week with 15 points. 18-11. Samantha Carlo. And then in there all the way as a point guard. Alyssa Paul, top of the key, over to Carlo. Carlo driving in. Helped by Sarah Miller. Bounce pass back out. Number 12 back in there, Tracy Anderson. They move it around to the right side. Paul to Carlo. Seven on the shot clock. McGreevy for three. Air ball. Rebound on the other side by Drummond. Drummond up the left side now. Filters over to the middle. Crossover dribble. And now she's beyond the arc, so they'll start it to Medovich. Medovich found her way to the foul line. Off to Bird. Bird, and the shot is good! Abby Bird with a long two-pointer. Those are the points that mean so much to Kurt Ehrensbeck and the Harpersville Lady Hornets. 18-13. Hornets now down by five. 6:46 to go. Bird playing the Hawking defense on Carlo. Backing up is Paul. There's another air ball. Miller catches it. Bounce pass. Ooh, dangerous. It's loose. Picked up. No, it's going to go to a possession arrow, and that's in favor of Hoosick Valley. Sarah Miller got the rebound, and immediately, now in the MAC, when their competition isn't as great as it is here, you can float that pass. Can't do it at this level. This is where Hoosick Valley defense plays into your hands. And there's a nice turnaround. Missed, though, on the layup by Carlo. Sosnowski fouled in as she got the rebound, trying to outlet it to Drummond. Samantha Carlo picks up a second foul. We'll see how that affects Coach Dorman and whether he pulls his point guard with two fouls this early in the game. 6:19. Drummond down low to Miller. Miller was wide open. Alyssa Paul with a cheating defense to come up and then had to respond from the weak side after that double team. Miranda found her. It was a little late with that, though. But still, Abby Bird will inbound it. And Harpersville sets up the square. They had to go find the basketball. Now they've got it. 6:14 to go. Oh, Hedmetovic didn't take it. Sosnowski shot blocked by Alyssa Paul. Good defense. I think Medovic was wide open, and they never saw her for the inbound. Left side, Madigan. She's been dangerous inside, and McGreevy's been dangerous outside. So Medovic comes up and guards her closely. 13 on the shot clock. Over to Carlo on the right side. It's opposite from what I am, so I got to think opposite. Alyssa Paul for three. It's around the rim, no good. Rebound, Medovic. Here comes Harpersville, down by five. Medovic. Pass over across the key to Sosnowski. The ball is trickled inside, and it's loose. Now Miller's got it. Miller puts it up for 8 feet. No good. Rebound by Anderson. Harpersville, I think, went into a little bit of a rush and could not get the play they wanted. At least they got a shot off, though. 5:21 to go. Hoosick Valley held scoreless so far. Anderson out tied to McGreevy. It's around the rim and no good. Inside, Carlo. Shot blocked by Sosnowski out of bounds. It'll be Indians ball. Hornets playing that one well defensively, except for the offensive rebound by Carlo. Miller comes out, replaced by Holly Henry. Back in the ball game. Anderson. Anderson driving in. Took an extra step. Can't do that at the travel. The defenders played that very well for Harpersville, and Anderson almost got away with an extra step on her shot. All right, we're down to the five-minute mark, 18-13. Not a game that Harpersville likes as far as the lack of offense. And a good defensive play there by Hoosick Valley. Sosnowski got the ball taken away by Carlo. Carlo lost her dribble over half court to Anderson, right back to Carlo for a fresh one. She's at the top of the key, going to the left side to McGreevy. McGreevy guarded by Medovic. Back outside is Madigan. Sosnowski gives her a little room to the left side for Paul. Driving in hard on the spin of the hoop. No good. Drummond with a rebound. Drummond being fouled all over the place by Madigan. Driving it in through the double team. No good. They leave it alone. No call. And there's going to be a retaliation foul. Holly Henry gets the foul, and boy, I tell you what, in any other league, Miranda Drummond goes to the foul line. She got mauled in there on a double team, and there was no call, so they have to play on. If the whistle doesn't blow, you play on. You can't sit and complain. A fast break, press breaker. Does not amount to a whole lot, except they've got possession over half court. 4:18 to play, first half, 18-13. A shot that rolls off the rim and then out of bounds. Madigan chasing it before it goes out of bounds. Save. Nice job. Nice hustle by Madigan. Like, we got a substitution. 33 is in there. Brittany Whitford. And a pass and a shot inside missed, but an offensive rebound. And there's another foul on Holly Henry. And all she did was hold her hands up. But no, they're going to call it on Sosnowski. Tatiana with her second foul, and this is what I'm talking about. When you get to the state playoffs, for some reason, the things that get you here are not always the things that keep you here. And the foul shot taken by number 21, Laura McGreevy. It's good, and it's the first point. Like I said, Hoosick Valley is not a point-scoring team. They just don't score points. But they're scoring them today. Two free throws, good for McGreevy. She's got eight. She and Madigan, both with 8 points. That's almost their combined season average. It is Bird. Oh, no, it's Warren in there. Now it is Sosnowski back out to Drummond for three. Go! Oh, no, just short. Looked like it was good. Chased in the near side by the Hoosick Valley bench by Laura McGreevy. And Hoosick Valley back up on top by seven. After the 2-3 throws by McGreevy. Two baskets early by Harpersville in this quarter. Got him right back in it. Now a forced job up there by Madigan, and she gets it. Lauren Madigan is showing a gritty, gritty type of inside drive. She hasn't gotten them all to go, but she's the game high scorer with 10. There goes Drummond through a double team again, and this time she got bumped even harder, and they do catch it. Brittany Whitford, who's averaging 2.4 a game. She's a 5'6 senior. She gets called for the foul. Sixth foul for Hoosick Valley. The pass comes out to Medovich. Medovich picked up by McGreevy. Double team off to Warren. Right back up top to Drummond. Drummond, diagonal pass to Holly Henry. She's open for 6 feet out. She's got it. Holly Henry with her first basket. Another value-added offensive possession there for Harpersville. 22-15. 2:48 to go. Hoosick Valley been in control since the midway part of the first quarter. Carlo back in there, driving in hard. Bounce pass to Madigan. Madigan back outside, off a couple of hands. McGreevy passing to Anderson. Now a Paul three-pointer, no good. Rebound ricocheted, and Madigan goes up and scores it, and she earned that one. Lauren Madigan had no business getting the miss. But Harpersville is not aggressive on the defensive glass, and Madigan made them pay. 24-15. Henry again from the left side. That's short. Miller tries for the rebound, and it will not be successful. Just like that, Coach Ahrensbeck wants a full timeout. 24-15 with 2:11 to go. Hoosick Valley leads Harpersville in the state semifinal Class C girls basketball game, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and it's another case of Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck trying to figure out this Hoosick Valley team that seems to be winning at every facet of the game, especially offensive rebounds. They lead 24-15 over the Harpersville Hornets, and they have the ball coming out of that timeout. Now, a little switch to a zone defense by the Hornets. They will switch it up. McGreevy for three. It's high off the rim. No good. Holly Henry with a rebound. Off to Drummond. That's one thing Hoosick Valley's been doing very well. They contest the rebounds. Drummond behind the back. Back out to Medovich. Medovich keeps looking for Drummond. They give Warren a little space. Drummond for three. And it's good! Miranda Drummond, her first three-pointer. She's the team leader with 42 this season. 24-18. To the right side for McGreevy. Remember, McGreevy's got two three-pointers. McGreevy now at the high post. Backs out to Paul for three. And it's off the back of the rim. Rebound Drummond. Still dribbling in. Looking down the sideline. She's got Medovich to the left side and goes up right away with it. One dribble and a shot, and she's bumped along the way. Medovich with a lot of family in tow today. Saw a lot of shirts with Medovich. See a lot of shirts with Bird. And the foul will be on Whitford. Brittany Whitford's been getting some playing time, the 5'6 senior, with two fouls. I'm sure she's in there to be physical without giving up a starter's fouls. So Medovich at the line to shoot two. And she scores the first one. Shelby's first time at the line. This season at the line, Shelby's 32 for 62, just 51%. But seems like in the tough games, she makes the tough free throws. This one misses, though. They're shooting 50% as a team from the line. 24-19 the score. Hoosick Valley led by as much as 13. They lead by 5 right now. The Hornets never say die. The winner to play Chautauqua Lake. Three-pointer McGreevy. No, off the back of the rim. Warren with a hustle and gets it. She's over half court. Almost a travel to Medovich. Medovich back to Warren. Warren, the ball gets free, and it's down on the floor, and I see possession arrow Harpersville. Well, Carissa doing a little bit too much that time. Her energy level on defense is terrific. That time she got a little out of control on the offense. Drummond in the corner. Fakes going out. Comes back. Baseball pass to Medovich. Now to Warren. Warren in the corner to Sarah Miller. Bounce pass inside to Drummond. It's taken away. Stolen by Tracy Anderson. Good defense there by number 12. 25 seconds to go. Harpersville had crept that to within five. We'll see if they can get a stop here with Hoosick Valley having last possession. They've turned the shot clock off. 15 seconds. Whitford to McGreevy. Cross court to Paul. Paul fakes the three. Now Madigan. Madigan outside. And a bounce pass and nearly a steal. There is a steal. Carissa Warren tied up. 4.1 seconds to go, but 50-50. Of course, you flip the coin and lose. It will be Hoosick Valley's ball underneath the basket. And a 30-second timeout asked for by Coach Dorman. And by the way, I met Coach Dorman before the game to get pronunciations and everything. He's got that gleam of a first-year coach. He's been doing this 14 years. He is calling it quits after this year. His team won the 2012 states, and he's won 9 sectional tournaments in Section 2 in 13 seasons. I would call that a very, very good resume. Our game today is being brought to you also in part by Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods of Sydney, Morabito Energy Products, known statewide, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, SFCU, where we're streaming live, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville, NBT Bank, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Amerigas, who's got Harpersville ties, even though they're located in Sydney, and the Scovolamino family of dealerships. All right, 4.1 seconds to go, 24-19. Hornets needing a stop here to keep it within five. Carlo, way across the court. Paul at the buzzer. Oh, she got it! Unbelievable play. It's as if they wrote it up right before they came out. Let me just tell you, Alyssa Paul came in having tried more three-pointers than almost anybody on the team. She had made 27, make that 28. She's not a good free throw shooter percentage-wise, but that is good enough for the locker room trip to be a happy one for Hoosick Valley. 27-19, what a difference between a five-point lead or a five-point deficit and an eight-point lead. Or an eight-point deficit. And that's what Harpersville and Hoosick Valley have right now. Hoosick Valley the lead, Harpersville the deficit. So stick around. We got Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'll tell you who's won the games here so far and who's playing in the games tonight. So from the girls' state championships here at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, I'm Greg Davey, right here on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Thank you. Welcome back. Greg Davey here at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, site of the state championship girls basketball weekend. It's 27-19, a three-pointer made at the buzzer by Alyssa Paul, who's averaging 9.4 points per game. She's got five. And it was definitely possibly a momentum changer for Hoosick Valley and for Harpersville, one way or the other, as they take that 27-19 lead after Harpersville worked so hard to get back after being down by, I had 11. I'd said 13 earlier. I apologize. But it is time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. And also, we do have to tell you that the rights to this particular broadcast have been granted by the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, representing 767 senior high schools across the state, and more than 500,000 boys and girls who participate annually in New York State Public High School Athletic Association Incorporated sponsored athletic competition. Any rebroadcast or republication of the programming without the written consent of New York State Public High School Athletic Association, Inc. is strictly prohibited. NYSPHSAA, Inc. So thank you to Joel Terry, who's gotten to be a friend of mine in the last couple of years especially. He's used to us being here with Harpersville, of course. But also thanks to Andrew Fuda, who is the facilities coordinator here. We appreciate that very much. And, of course, some of our sponsors that include Bread and Butter Country Store right there in Harpersville, Mang Insurance, Catskill Travel, Waldron's Floor Covering of Sydney, and D&D Trophies of Apton. Missy and Jim Garland with all of the trophies for our award winners throughout the football and basketball seasons. Well, Harpersville led early, 2-0, 4-2, and 6-4. Hoosick Valley tied it up at 2-4, and then after trailing 6-4, took off on a tear, and the next thing you know, it was 18-6 before Harpersville scored again, making it 18-9 before the end of the quarter. And then they fought back with Miranda Drumming hit a three-pointer, Medovich hitting, and Holly Henry and Abby Bird hitting baskets to make it 24-19, and then just as we said, with 4.1 seconds to go, it was a 50-50 or a jump ball, an alternate possession. It happened to be Hoosick Valley's, and they set up a play where they threw it across the court, of all things, with 4.1 seconds to go. Who has the savvy to do that? Well, Hoosick Valley did, and Samantha Carlo, with 2.8 assists to lead the team this year, had a big one there. Crossed the court to awaiting Alyssa Paul, who hit her 28th three-pointer of the season. So Paul with 5 points. Laura McGreevy hit two early threes in that getaway series. Had two more free throws. She's got eight. Lauren Madigan, their top scorer, averaging just 11.5 a game, already has 12. And the point guard, Samantha Carl, has a basket for two. All told, 8 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 2 for 3 from the line, and 9 points. For Harpersville, Abby Bird and Holly Henry, as I said, with a basket each. Shelby Medovich, 2 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line for 5. It's Tatiana Sosnowski, 2-for-4 from the line for two, and Miranda Drummond leading the way as normal, but less than average first half. She had 20 points in the first half last week. She's got 8 in this one, 2 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 1-for-2 from the line. So when we come back, we'll have the keys to victory for Harpersville and more on today's game and the other winners so far in classes D, B, and A, and AA as we have them here through semifinal action. It is 27-19, Harpersville trailing Hoosick Valley. State Class C semifinals here from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy on your local sports leader, WCDL.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you, just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Want to congratulate the Peter Mutz, John Andrews, Colton West, and Devlin Rolston for winning the head-to-head robotics challenge at BCC this week. I'll tell you more about that in a second as Tatiana Sosnowski starts the ball rolling, technically starts the ball rolling, as Harpersville has first possession. Not the best shot for Tatiana. It caromed off the rim and went out of bounds. Miranda Drummond could not save it. And Hoosick Valley has been in control most of this way, especially the second quarter, the bridging of the first and second quarters, I should say. And they continue to go against the zone defense. Madigan puts it up left-handed, no good. Oh, a save inside, and another miss, though, by Anderson. And Drummond gets hit from behind. I'm telling you, Harpersville, who normally goes after these rebounds, they're something's lackadaisical, and it's taken Hoosick Valley not long to hustle, out-hustle them, and they have gotten 6 points based on that kind of hustle, and they lead by 8. But Anderson committing the foul from behind, so that is her second, and we see Abby Bird have a ball in the corner. She dribbles out, gives it to Drummond. Drummond is guarded closely by Madigan. Madigan all over her. Now it's Sosnowski. Sosnowski is tripped along the way to the basket on the left side. Holly Henry was open on the right, and I think Shelby was trying to pass it around the leg. And then she gets fouled by Alyssa Paul, who commits her second foul. The two quick fouls. And now there's a foul inside. Let's see if that's offense or defense. Foul's going to go on Samantha Carlo for holding against Sosnowski. That's an interesting call because that's her third. Medovich along the baseline. Oh, now they call for a carry. They missed a couple in the first half. They call Shelby along the baseline. Good call at everything, but as we always say, keep it consistent. Up the floor comes Samantha Carlo. Let's see how well she plays with three fouls. She's to the right side with a pass for Laura McGreevy. Samantha Carlo back to McGreevy. Lauren Madigan, of course, in there. Tracy Anderson and Alyssa Paul, who hit that heroic three at the buzzer. They go inside to Madigan. Madigan with a nice ball fake. Oh, the spin move is up, and the ball is loose, and it's Sosnowski with a recovery, and then she gets hit blindside. Lauren Madigan with her second foul. Quickly, four team fouls against Hoosick Valley. 27-19. The Hornets have not taken advantage of the foul situation. Abby Bird, double team out to Miranda Drummond. Drummond had taken off the headband. That's a different look for her. Drummond, double team just about everywhere she goes. And a very close guard by Madigan. To the corner for Medovich for three. Big guy shot right there. Medovich with a three-pointer. She's got eight. So now that's canceled itself out from the halftime. It's 27-22. Hornets down by five. They have not had it less than five for quite a while. High post pass against this zone is what Hoosick Valley starts their offense with. Now it's to the left side. McGreevy for three, and it's around the rim. No good. Rebounded, though, by Madigan inside, and it's off the rim. Foul will be on, I think will be on Sosnowski. That could be her third. The layup inside by Madigan missed. Three fouls now on Tatiana Sosnowski. The first foul for Harpersville of the second half. Sosnowski's going to have to come off, and that will hurt Harpersville immensely. They will replace her with Sarah Miller, the sophomore. And there's a brief pause as we collectively catch our breath. 5:40 left on the clock. Third quarter, 27-22. Harpersville trailing by five. Carlo playing with the three fouls, though. Now it's Madigan backing in on Drummond. Nope, up Alyssa Paul. Top of the key, off to Carlo. They will play this a little bit longer on the possession. McGreevy open for three, left side, it's short. Rebound is Medovich. Medovich crossover. Bounce pass inside to Bird. It's taken away by Carlo. Carlo risking a fourth foul. Medovich probably should have taken it the rest of the way. She might have drawn the foul on Carlo. Something you got to be aware of in this kind of a game. You got to go for any little advantage you can. Anderson, the pass is broken up. She gets it back. Now Bird comes in. They wrestle for it. It's possession arrow. And it will be Indians ball. Warren comes in for Bird and gets a high five from Coach Ahrensbeck. 27-22 and even 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The pass lofted up to Alyssa Paul. Cross court to McGreevy, who's open but doesn't take it. Back to the other side for Paul. Now top of the key. Taken by Madigan. Big shot in. Oh, my goodness. Well, when you get to this level, you got to be good, but sometimes you need a little luck. Drummond airballs it from three-point right side. Not something Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck wanted to see, even from Miranda Drummond. 30-22. Well, that reminds me of the Syracuse game last night, when the bank shot at the top of the key was the difference in that one. Oh, 30-22 is our score. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Harpersville just missing coming back into this. Into the corner. Down to the elbow for Madigan. Double team quickly. Off to Paul. Left side. Three is good. Oh, boy. They're hitting the threes like there's no tomorrow. Alyssa Paul with her second three. This one a little bit more conventional. 33-22, suddenly down by 11. A short timeout by Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. Two threes in a row, one intentional, one not intentional. And then a missed three by Harpersville, and it went quickly from a five-point deficit to an 11-point deficit. Our ball game today is made possible in part by our season-long sponsors, which may include some of these folks. SFCU, our streaming our streaming sponsor. Also, Beejo's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Morabito Energy Products, Egley Machine of Sydney, Amerigas, Scoville Mino, the Amphenol Corporation, and our esteemed assemblyman, Clifford Crouch. 4:04 left to go in the third quarter. Greg Davey here at Hudson Valley Community College. Chautauqua League took care of Haldane early and often to earn their trip to the finals. They'll play the winner of this game, but which right now, Hoosick Valley has an 11-point lead, but we've got game left. Shelby Medovich passes down to Drummond. It's off her hands and back to Henry. Henry to Medovich, foul line shot is up off the rim, no good. Drummond fights for it, goes up, and is going to get two foul shots as she draws the foul. And if that's on Madigan, that's her third. Nope, that's going to go on Tracy Anderson. That's her third foul. So Drummond at the line misses. Miranda Drummond held to just 8 points. She's averaging 26 this season. She's never had less than 16. Second shot is good. I think she doesn't care how many she scores as long as her team scores more than the opposition. 33-23, it's a 10-point lead for the Lady Indians, who come up so confident. Of course, they play in this court for the sectional championship, so they're very familiar with it. But then again, so is Harpersville. They played here four times in the last 3 years. Down underneath, a shot and a pass to Anderson. Another basket, and a nice play to Medovich off the glass. Good. That's the play they wanted to open the game with. That's the play they opened. That's the one they opened this game against Little Falls with, is that half court, the attention on Drummond, and the off-screen for Medovich. 35-25. 3 minutes to go. And you know Carlo's going to drive in, but they're going to take their time on the possessions. McGreevy can't take the three where she is. Against this zone defense, though, no, somebody's going to be free. Inside, back out, McGreevy for three, and it's good. Wow. Laura McGreevy with her third three-pointer. Hoosick Valley going against character with a lot of offense, and there's a foul on Carlo. That'll be her fourth, and that's going to be the most interesting part of the game right now for Hoosick Valley, is do they keep Carlo in there? And the answer is yes for now, but I see somebody coming off the bench. It will be Larae Brundage to take her spot. Pass over to Warren, who's in there. Warren around the screen, out to the top of the key for Medovich. Medovich fakes the three, goes up with a bank shot. It's almost wedged in there. It comes down to Anderson. 37-25, Hornets. Their largest deficit right now at 12 points. Now, granted, Hoosick Valley has 16 fouls, so there will be a lot of shots taken by Harpersville from the line once the fouls mount up. But Sosnowski has three fouls, and she's out of the ballgame right now on the bench, replaced by Sarah Miller. They spread the offense. Madigan driving in. Bounce pass along the key. Stolen by Miller, but it's out of bounds. It will be Harpersville's ball. Sarah Miller, nice defense. Rachel Ballard comes in, number 21. Her first time in the game for Harpersville, replacing Holly Henry. So the defensive switching, subbing and everything is a little bit off kilter with Sosnowski's third foul. Now it's Ballard and Miller in there together. Drummond lost the ball, goes up. Layup is too wild, no good. Going for the rebound again, puts it up, and she's fouled and almost goes in. And Miranda Drummond is starting to remind me a lot of Hannah Kimmel 4 years ago when Miranda was a freshman. Hannah Kimmel, Section 4's all-time leading scorer, was here as frustrated as what Miranda appears to be right now. That foul was on Madigan, her third. So that's a key point, too. Three fouls on Madigan, three on Anderson, four on Carlo, all starters and all key members of that team for Hoosick Valley. First shot up, no good, is good. Second shot up, no good. Madigan, a little bit too fast, goes to Paul, got away with the travel, kicks it over, though, on the pass to McGreevy for 3V, and I just made that up. Inside, rolls off and inside for Alyssa Paul. Alyssa Paul averages 9.4. She's already got 10. Into the corner, Warren. Down low for Ballard. Ballard fights for it with the other number 21, Laura McGreevy. It will be Harpersville's ball with a minute 6 to go, 39-26. A 13-point lead, the largest of the game for Hoosick Valley. McGreevy comes to Drummond for three. Big shot here. Big shot, good! Hey, now they're even on that one. 13 for Drummond. Maybe this is going to be a kickstart for her. 39-29. Brundage in the game now as the substitute point guard for Samantha Carla, who's on the bench with four. They're going to protect her as they should. Inside, bank shot good. They got inside of Ballard and Warren defensively, and Larae Brundage with her first basket. Everybody's contributed for Hoosick Valley. 41-29. Drummond again. Scoop to the hoop. Left side. Good. Drummond with 15 now. She's starting to catch it, but they're still down 10. 23 seconds to go. We'll see if the Hornets can get a stop here and maybe catch some momentum. They have not had much momentum to speak of. Hoosick Valley has had it all, including that three at the buzzer by Alyssa Paul before halftime. Brundage doing what she's trained to do. Even though she's not the starter, she's out there to milk some clock. 3 seconds to go. McGreevy, a heave for three. No. And that'll end the quarter. So Harpersville gets the last point. It's 41-31. The Hornets trail by 10. Let's see what kind of magic they can pull out of this one. They're not used to playing from behind, but they get a chance to show what they're made of now as seniors are now asked to come forward with leadership skills as well as basketball skills. So step away, 41-31, Hoosick Valley over Harpersville. It's the Class C semifinal basketball on WCDL.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
And we're back for the fourth quarter as Harpersville catches a defensive miss or offensive miss, and it allows Medovich to drive down the paint. No good. Drummond with a putback. Let's catch you up on this because they came back earlier than I was told they would. It wasn't a full 60. But a shot was missed by Hoosick Valley, and coming back the other way was Shelby Medovich all the way. She misses the layup, but Drummond with the fighting spirit for the rebound does not get the basket, but she does get the free throws. Third foul on Alyssa Paul. Drummond with 15 points, 16 with that made free throw, 17 with the two made free throws, and it's now 41-33. Harpersville had trailed by five a couple of times, and now they trail by eight. Let's see if they can ride this momentum train. Remember, Samantha Carlo is out of the game for Hoosick Valley. She's been their conductor of this orchestra. And it is Hoosick Valley leading just about all the way today. They pass it inside to Anderson. Right back outside. Shot by Paul, and she nails it again. Another three-pointer. I had 1 point too many. I had three three-pointers counted in that quarter, strangely enough, but it wasn't. It was only 2 three-pointers. Here's Holly Henry to Carissa Warren in the corner. One dribbling back out to Drummond. Drummond has been played very, very well by Lauren Madigan, but she's got three fouls. Backing up is Drummond for three. Takes it and makes it. 20 points for Drummond. That's one of her favorite plays, is when you start to lean in, the defense leans back, she pops it back, and there's a steal by Drummond, no, out of bounds. In the open court, she went for broke and just almost timed it for the steal after that three-pointer. 20 points now for Drummond. Remember, she had 20 at halftime against Little Falls. 44-36, down by eight. So now, Samantha Carlo back in the ballgame as she's got the four fouls. Carissa Warren is going to be guarding her, and when it's not her, it's Abby Bird. They pass. Oh, nice give and go to Anderson. Right back outside Driving in is Madigan, and it's off the glass, and then off the rim, and then off the rim a third time and off. There's a foul on Harpersville. Krista Warren with her first foul. That's only the second foul on the Hornets. Remember, Sosnowski has three, and she's out there now for the Hornets, along with Warren, Drummond, Sosnowski, and Henry. At the line is Lauren Madigan. She makes the first one. She is missing the second one, but violation, okay. 16 points for Lauren Madigan. And just so you know, the most three-pointers ever made in a game by Hoosick Valley is 6-2 times, and they've got that already. Bank shot missed by Drummond for three. I don't think she intended to bank it, but boy, that would have brought it down to within five, within six, 45-36. 5:57 to go. The Hornets season starting to dwindle. Carlo, just a wizard with that basketball. Alyssa Paul up to Madigan. Madigan getting away with the travel. Drives it inside. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Drummond. Drummond is going to change direction. Stops, goes up. Layup left side. Good. Drummond sprints the length of the court. And now a timeout by Coach Ahrensbeck. 45-38. Hornet fans on their feet. Stick around. More of section. Well, no, it's the state semifinal girls Class C basketball final or semifinals on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. The Harpersville Lady Hornets have been down most of this game since the whole game since the middle of the first quarter when they trailed 7-6 with a three-pointer made by Laura McGravy, one of three that she's made in this game. It's 45-38. Harpersville just scored on a Drummond wire-to-wire layup. And they call timeout, and now they're setting it up. Some pressure defense by Carissa Warren on Samantha Carlo. Tracy Anderson has it now on the right wing. They go in the backdoor play to Carlo inside. It's blocked. It's out of bounds. It will be Hoosick Valley's ball, and the coach of Hoosick Valley, Walt Dorman, is screaming for a foul. I think he's got a point. The inbounds. Nobody's free, so McGreevy does the smart thing and calls timeout. 5:22 to go in this ball game, 45-38, a seven-point deficit and a full timeout called for. So let's step away. It's the Class C state semifinal from Hudson Valley Community College on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, and let's give congrats again to Peter Mutz, John Andrews, Colton West, and Devlin Rolston winning the head-to-head robotics challenge at VCC this week, besting 17 teams from six area schools. They designed a VexBot using inspiration from a corn harvester. Nice job, and they go on to Buffalo for the next round. Very, very impressed. They were the ones that did the concessions for Harpersville this year to raise extra money, and it appears like it has worked nicely. All right, so with 6 seconds on the shot clock, a three-pointer thrown up by number 21, Laura McGreevy, but this one was short. Miranda Drummond with the basketball. She fakes the three, goes over to Sosnowski, sets, fires, misses. The ball comes out. It's Carlo. Boy, that would have been a good one for Harpersville. Sosnowski took her time, which is what you want, and I'll tell you what, the Indians have not given Harpersville much time to do that. for an open shot. But Tatiana had it, just didn't make it. 45-38. Madigan driving against Drummond. No, driving against Sosnowski, I'm sorry. They keep it on the outside. Carlo against Warren. Left side. Anderson for three with two on the shot clock. It's off the rim, and it's rebounded again by Drummond. Drummond over half court. Long pass to Warren. Across the key for Henry, and Henry's shot is blocked, but a foul will be called. Got to give Carissa Warren the props on that one. Drummond threw the pass, trusting that she would do the right thing with it. Warren didn't have a shot. She wrapped the pass around for Holly Henry. And Henry's shot was blocked, but a foul on number 12, Tracy Anderson. That's her fourth, and Henry makes the shot. Holly Henry does not get to the line very much. She makes the first one here. Second shot is up, and it's off the rim, and oh, good block out by Carlo. That could have been anybody else's ball, but Carlo had her blocked out, the shooter blocked out, and it came all the way out to her. Henry from the line this year, just 9 of 17, but she got them a point closer at 45-39. It's a two-possession game with 4:05 left in this semifinal contest. The winner to take on Chautauqua Lake. Three-pointer, McGreevy, long-range three, and she's got it. Oh, my gosh. Laura McGreevy with another three. That's her fourth of the game. And a timeout asked for by Coach Dorman. So full timeout, 3:55 to go in this one. 48-39. Every time Harvardsville climbs the mountain, there's an answer for Hoosick Valley. So stick around. We'll be back on WCDL.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I haven't mentioned who else is playing in this tournament, but later on tonight, 8:45, the AA Finals has Ossining of Section 1 against Cicero, North Syracuse of Section 3. Class A will see Sutherland, who beat Maine Endwell, their Section 5, against Jamesville DeWitt of Section 3. Class B, last year's C champions who beat Harpersville here on a Sunday. Bishop Kearney is in B this year. They're taking on Utica Notre Dame that beat Oneonta. And in Class D, Hamilton, who ended Franklin's season, their season came to an end against Fort Edward today. They'll take on Romulus, Fort Edward Romulus, at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Will Harpersville play on Sunday? Well, there's 3:44 left, and they're 9 points down, but have the ball. Carissa Warren driving in, and she goes up and can't score. There's a loose ball. It is Carlo. Two fouls by Harpersville, so they can't foul to get Hoosick Valley to the line. Alyssa Paul back out to Samantha Carlo. It's starting to look with 3:20 like it is a Hoosick Valley advance. Inside, foul called on Sosnowski. Madigan had slipped, but Sosnowski called for the foul. That's her fourth. She's the only one with more than one that I have for the Hornets, and the inbounds pass comes to Paul. Paul almost stolen by Drummond. Drummond, who we know is playing more basketball next year at St. Bonaventure, doesn't want her Harpersville Hornet uniform to come off until tomorrow. Inside, nice pass, left side layup is good to Lauren Madigan. She's defying the odds here with 18 points. Drummond at the foul line, back to Sosnowski. Three-point shot is up and good, but they call it a two. They call it a two. She was a little closer. Her first field goal, Tatiana, the senior, also playing what could be her final game, and a foul will be called on Carissa Warren. Makes it a fourth team foul. Second on Warren. So the inbound will come in to Carlo. Whoa, Carlo way up high with the dribble. McGreevy again with a three, and it's good. She's feeling it. Oh, my goodness. It's now 53-41. Drummond to Sosnowski at the top of the key. Starting to look like it's inevitable. Drummond to left side for Medovic. Medovic driving in hard, puts it up off the glass. Ooh, too hard. And now we're approaching the two-minute mark with a 12-point deficit. Those three-pointers by McGreevy, I think were the ones that made the difference. Now there's a foul again by Warren that stops the clock with 1:57 to play. Harpersville came in with all the confidence and all the talent in the world to get to that next game. Right now, Hoosick Valley showing it just a little bit more, and some of their shots from three-pointers, well, they have really been the difference. Another foul. That'll be on Warren again. Her fourth. That's the 16th foul. So they'll try to stop the clock and get somebody to the line. Alyssa Paul is backing it up with a minute 49 to go. Fresh 30-second clock to the right side. Medovic almost stealing it from Carlo. Carlo bounced pass down low to Madigan. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Harpersville's ball with a minute 37 to go. A four-possession game right now. A minute 37. And for some reason, the home team here, and I literally mean home team, Hoosick Valley's not that far away, they were raising a fuss over that. Drummond around the screen. Over to Medovic. Medovic backs it up. Everyone's thinking a three-pointer right now. Warren inside. Possession arrow. It'll be Harpersville's ball in the possession arrow with a minute 24 to go. Well, Harpersville never really got many free throws to shoot. Not in their normal, anyway. Drummond. Drummond around the screen. Backs up. Shoots for three. Madigan with a block, I should say. She timed it that time. Nice defense by Lauren Madigan. Got to give credit where credit's due. Carlo trying to dribble through a double team. They're trying to foul her, but she's too quick. A minute to play. McGreevy's not going to take the three now. They spread it out into a four corners. Medovic foul. Well, I did not see this coming. Hoosick Valley, I knew was good on defense. I knew that. But they were averaging 44 points a game. They've got 53. This is one of their largest. This is one of the few times they're over 50 and will win. Shot missed on the 1-on-1 by Carlo. Foul will be called, I think, on Holly Henry. Instead of a possession arrow. Yep, it'll go on Holly, her second. Carlo's only scored one basket, and that was early on. One of the baskets that tied it up. Harpersville scored early, but there's a Tracy Anderson free throw. Makes it 54-41. This is the second lowest point total for Harpersville. Of course, they won the section with... Oh, Carissa came in. Can't do that, Carissa. Oh, they'll count it anyway because Tracy made the shot, and... Carissa came in after she had the ball. So 55-41. Drummond over to Medovic for three, left side, and it's off the rim, no good. Drummond fighting in, and this time, the one time she gets it to go and is fouled, but it is too little too late with 43.9 seconds to go. Miranda Drummond fighting her way for 24 points so far. She's going to hit her seasoned average with that free throw at 25. But the rest of the team, just 19. 55-44. They won the Lansing game 44-33 and defeated Bainbridge-Guilford 36-23. Those were the two lowest scoring games for Harpersville. And now with 44, this is tied for second lowest. But this one, of course, will be the only loss for the Hornets this year. 22 seconds to go. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Carlo will throw up something, sort of a shot. And Drummond just out of gas. She caught the ball in the air and then got it taken away. And Hoosick Valley dribbles down the last 2-3 seconds. It is over. It is Hoosick Valley going to the state championship game by the final of 55-44. 55-44. Harpersville's amazing season has come to an end with a 23-1 record. So, yes, a little bittersweet, but again, with what they had lost last year in their all-state point guard, Savannah Murray, and the inexperience they brought back, they just exceeded expectations, and Kurt Ahrensbeck will be the first one to tell you that. And for them to get to this point was amazing. I think many people expected them to win this when you look at everything on paper, but I was told Hoosick Valley was a tremendous defensive team. A lot of their games, the opponents had less than 20 points. Amazing record. Now, you don't know the competition, so is it misleading or not? Well, today their defense was every bit as good as advertised. Their offense was even better. They averaged 44. They had 55. But they're going to go up against a monster of a team in Chautauqua Lake. And that team is, from what I saw, extremely talented. And the Thunderbirds will take on the Indians for the Class C championship tomorrow at 1:45. So I'm going to add everything up. I know one point somewhere along the line is wrong for Hoosick Valley, but you'll get the idea. They do have stats, but I've asked and asked every year for this. Please get them up to me, and I never get them. They say they're going to, but they don't. So here I am without stats. I wouldn't expect to have them 2 minutes after the game, but I was supposed to get the halftime stats, and I never did. So. But I'm used to it. That's what we do in high school basketball. You don't get that kind of a luxury. But they're doing the Harpersville Hornets right now. Let me accompany what they're saying. They're announcing everybody: Abby Bird, senior; Carissa Warren, who played a lot in today's game. She is a junior, and she'll be back. Paige Mielek, number 4, is a guard. She's a junior. She'll be back. She didn't play today. Shelby Medovich, a junior. She will be the leader of this team next year. Holly Henry is a senior. Played another good game today. Had 3 points. Katie Hoyt, who didn't get a chance to play today, but she's a senior, and she's one of their top scholar athletes. Mackenzie Havens didn't get a chance to play today. She's a junior. She'll be back next year, as will Rachel Ballard, number 21, who's a junior, and sophomore Sarah Miller, who did get a lot of playing time today. But then two seniors, and it's fitting that those seniors are the last ones announced here. Number 24, Tatiana Sosnowski, and your possible Miss Basketball, a definite finalist, but a possibility, St. Bonaventure-bound Miranda Drummond. It has been a pleasure covering her for the last 4 years. So we will now take that break when we come back. The postgame and the final words, I guess, for the 2013-2014 season. Hard to believe it's come to an end with the expectations we had today. We thought maybe they'd get to the next for the big dance to make it 3 out of 4 years, but today just not there for them today. They did not play as well as they did against Little Falls. And it showed as Hoosick Valley took advantage in every way, shape, and form. So stick around. We'll be back. We'll give our postgame sponsors their due. We'll also give the awards. And we will also thank our special sponsors one last time. So stick around. We'll be back on WCDL.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit MANG online at manginsurance.com. MANG is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. MANG Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here, still adding things up because something didn't jive right with Hoosick Valley, but hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, two-pointers. 1, 2, 3, 3-pointers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think it'll add up for Harpersville. I don't know about Hoosick Valley, but let's 5-5. Let's take it from the top, shall we? 4 and 10. Yes, it does add up for Harpersville. Yay. 13 and 4, 17. Okay, we are good to go. Time for, well, let's hope and pray on this Hoosick Valley thing. 55 points. Here we go, Samantha Carlo, although she did not score a lot of points. In fact, she only scored one of the first baskets of the game. She finishes with two, but boy, was she the director of that offense today and did an outstanding job. Despite being in foul trouble most of the game, she hardly sat out with the foul trouble, so that was the confidence put into her by Walter Dorman. He was very confident that his 5'5 senior guard was going to do the job, and she did. Tracy Anderson had second-half basket and two free throws for 4 points. Larae Brundage had a basket for two. Alyssa Paul hit that three-pointer right before the halftime buzzer, which set them to an 8-point lead instead of a 5-point lead. Seemed to be a momentum builder. And I thought she had 3 three-pointers. Somewhere along the way, a three-pointer was ruled a two-pointer. And you know what? That's a microcosm of my season this year. There were so many games where three-pointers were not counted as three-pointers, and I didn't hear about it till after because the math didn't add up. Sometimes we were able to catch it. Sometimes we weren't. I think this is what happened. So I have Alyssa Paul down for 2 three-pointers, 3 two-pointers, and that is a total of 12 points. Laura McGreevy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers, no two-pointers, 2 for 2 from the line for a most unique 17 points. Now, to put this in perspective, Lauren Madigan, 7 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 1 for 3 from the line, and 18 points. So all told, you got 1, 2, 3, 10, 13 two-pointers for 26. You got 8 three-pointers for 24. And then 5 free throws, so I'm 2 points short. Somewhere there are 2 points that are floating out there, and I know what the total was 55, and that's the way it's going to stay. So for Harpersville, this one I do have accurate. Abby Bird on the basket for 2. Shelby Medovich with 3 baskets, 1 three-pointer, 1 for 2 from the line. She finishes with 10. Holly Henry with a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. Senior goes out with 3 points today. No points for Sarah Miller or Rachel Ballard or Carissa Warren. Tatiana Sosnowski held to a basket, 2 for 4 from the line. Her senior year ends with a 4-point performance. Miranda Drummond, well, I can't say typical Miranda, although it ended with 25 points. She had 17 after halftime. The rest of the team, just 8 points. But she had 5 two-pointers, 3 three-pointers, 6 for 9 from the line, 25 points, a little below her average, but right around there. All told, 11 two-pointers for the Hornets, 4 three-pointers, 10 for 17 from the line, and that adds up, trust me, to 44. Now, back to Hoosick Valley for a second. Lauren Madigan averages 11.5 points a game to lead the team. She had 18 today. Laura McGreevy averages 6.7 a game, and She averages, let's see, I'm looking for the three-point. She came into this game with 41 three-pointers, shooting 25%. Well, she hit five today, and I don't think she took more than 9 or 10. So she was an overachiever today with that. Lauren Madigan had a three-pointer. Alyssa Paul came in, and her season average, or her season total, was 27, and she was shooting just 22%. She hit a couple, and so it goes. I mean, they exceeded expectations, and that's what you want to do in the state semifinal and hopefully for them in the state final. But they had 55 points today. I can tell you this. They had 63 in a game. They had 58 in a game. They won both of them. They had 56 in a game against the same team they had 63 against, Granville, the first time. They did not exceed 55 points except for those three games this season. Now, they gave up 44 points, and that's, we know, way below Harpersville's average of 59 a game. Let's check this out. Hoosick Valley game by game, 44 points. They gave up 52 and lost to Greenwich, or Greenwich, I guess they call it up here. 49 to Tamarack, and they lost. 44 to Catholic Central, and they lost. 57 to Tamarack, the Class B champions, and they lost again. So everything went against the norm or the average or the tendencies or the stereotypes. You don't win games on paper, you win them on the court, and that's what Hoosick Valley did today. So congratulations to outgoing coach Walter Dorman, but now he's got an even bigger task tomorrow. He and his girls have to take on the amazing Thunderbirds of Chautauqua Lake, who scored 61 today and pulled off the offensive phase of their game probably midway through the fourth quarter. They had 37 at the end of halftime. They had 50 at the end of the third quarter. They could have easily gotten another 25 to 30 points in the fourth quarter, but they didn't. They played long in possessions, and they won 61-39 over Haldane. So it should be a good game tomorrow. We'll see how well Hoosick Valley's defense really goes. I pick Chautauqua Lake, but, you know, Hoosick Valley is the home team here, so they could pull off a great surprise, and it could very well happen. All right, time for our awards before we say goodbye. We start with the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mang Insurance is serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. And I'm going to, it'd be nice as an emotional thing to give it to a senior, but I'm going to actually go with Carissa Warren. I thought defensively she did a good job on Samantha Carlo, made her work for everything. And possibly motivation for next year as she will be a team leader on this ball club. So Carissa Warren will win the defense award. For the outstanding offense award, it's brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served our communities for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And once again, that's going to go to Shelby Medovich. She won it last week. Had a 15-point game. Today she had a 10-point game. It's almost sarcastic to say that it's an offense award, but, you know, Miranda was getting her points. Was anybody else? After a basket here and a basket there, Shelby was the only one with any continuity. She had 10 points after the third quarter, and, you know, she comes back as a junior as well as Carissa, so those two are going to be team leaders next year. And Shelby had a tremendous, tremendous junior season after showing so much promise last year as a sophomore. And, again, no surprise, but with all due respect, Miranda Drummond is our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, and the Echo Brands of Sydney has been our All-Purpose Award addition this year. We appreciate that. A proud supporter of all the local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players as the spring season commences and reminds you to attend those softball, baseball, track meets, et cetera, and cheer on your young student athletes. So Miranda finishing with 25 points. I was hoping for stats by now, but not going to get them. I'll get them after I'm off the air. I'm sure Miranda had at least a dozen rebounds. Last week she had 17. I know she had two or three assists. Didn't happen this year for them, but it's not that Miranda stopped trying, because we saw her get into Miranda mode there in the second half. The only thing, the only change compared to Little Falls or Lansing or whoever, is Hoosick Valley just kept on hitting three-pointers. Another case in point here, folks, is that Hoosick Valley had 8 three-pointers today. They never had more than 6 in a game, and they only had 6 in the game 2 times this year. That's what I mean. It went totally against the stereotype of what both teams were able to do this year. But Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck, nothing to hang your head about, sir. You got your 200th career victory this year, and another MAC championship, and another Section 4 championship. That's 3 in 4 years, and another trip to the Final Four, also 3 in 4 years. Harpersville ends the season, and our season, at 23 wins and 1 loss. Congratulations again to Hoosick Valley, as their coach, Walter Dorman, is 1 game left in his high school coaching career. We wish him all the best. And thanks to everybody for tuning in today or logging on. We didn't really say where people were logging on from. We did get some folks from the D.C., Washington, D.C. area. Thank you for listening as well. Let's read them all down the line for you, shall we? It's D&D Trophies, our trophy supplier in Afton, Waldron's Floor Covering, Catskill Travel in Sydney, Mang Insurance throughout the Tri-County area, Bread and Butter Country Store. Thank you to Neil right there in Harpersville, Scoville Mino Family of Dealerships, Amerigas, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, NBT Bank, Beagle's Plumbing and Heating, always sponsoring the Hornets out of Harpersville, SFCU, our streaming supplier. Thank you, SFCU. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, our obviously our tip-off show sponsor. Thank you to Cork and the gang. Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Twin Valley Finished Lumber and Quality Hardwoods, the Decker family there in Sydney. Also, Morabito Energy Products for the 25th year, our halftime sponsor. Osterout Madden Funeral Home, always sponsoring Harpersville sports activities and the local youth in Harpersville. Eggley Machine Company, always there for us as well in Sydney. ACO Brands, our all-purpose award sponsor this year, and also Butler Auto Sales. My thanks, my extreme thanks to Joe Gardner this year, anchoring all but 1 game this year, and always as consistent as it gets. We had to put out a few fires along the way, but that was his job, not mine, and you would never have known it by listening or logging on that there were any glitches along the way. So kudos to Joe for what he's done this year. Maybe we'll work again together next year, hard to say. Thanks to Craig Stevens, station manager. Thanks to all of our sponsors, as we said. Andrew Fuda here at Hudson Valley, the folks at SRC Arena last week. I am going to lobby for that place to be a state championship weekend, because that is a phenomenal place. Hudson Valley is good, too. We thank Joe Altieri. And who knows? You might hear me on TV. I can't say any more than that, but trying to get some announcing work with high school baseball, but we I can't say any more than that at this point. And hard to say what's next for me. I've said I'm done the last 3 or 4 years. I said I'm done. Nah, I will never be done, but maybe I'll even sneak in a football game in Sydney's new field this fall when they're all weather surfaces, and you never know. And thanks, as always, to my family, although now my kids are both in college and they could care less where I am, or couldn't care less where I am. I don't have to come running home to them anymore, but thanks to my wife, Diane, as always, always understanding after coming back from out of retirement. Always confident, always assured that I will be coming home, and except for a hay bale going into Unadilla Valley, it was a pretty clean year driving-wise. All right, so the final score once again, 55-44. Congratulations in all sincerity to Coach Dorman and his Hoosick Valley Lady Indians, and good luck against Chautauqua Lake Thunderbirds tomorrow, that final at 1:45. All right, that'll do it for WCDR Radio Sports. I'm Greg Davey. Have a great rest of the winter and a happy, happy spring.